This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Wall Street, which we talk about a lot on this program, is an actual place, of course, but it's also a label used to refer to big banks and stock exchanges and, generally speaking, all things finance, right? In reality, though, what we're talking about when we say Wall Street today includes investment firms in Midtown Manhattan, hedge funds in Connecticut, banks headquartered across the river in Jersey or out in the suburbs. And as Marketplace's Lewis Wallace reports, Wall Street is also headed south.
It's just before 9 a.m. and people are filing out of the train to work on Wall Street. It's pretty, brick streets, old marble and stone buildings. But overall, it's kind of hushed. Jamal Albuquerque has been selling coffee from a cart here for a long time. He says each year it's been generally a little quieter for him, or more than a little.
Much, much quieter.
In a place where growth is pretty much the name of the game, growth has slowed. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Citigroup have all announced layoffs in the past year. And of course, cost cutting is the other name of the game.
The costs of living in a place like New York continue to go up.
Catherine Wild heads the Partnership for New York City, an association of New York CEOs that put out a report last year saying New York's future as the world financial capital is at risk. The group surveyed Wall Street businesses it works with, and found most of them have either moved jobs out of New York recently or say they'd consider it, citing cost as their major concern. And technology makes it easy to shift around lots of positions.
Technology jobs, business services, administrative jobs.
So, quote-unquote, Wall Street offices have been opening from Jersey to Texas. According to Bureau of Labor Statistics data, finance jobs in New York City proper are down 10% from a 20-year high in 2000. The South and Southwest have become hotspots. Tampa Metro has seen a 7% increase over that same time. Dallas-Fort Worth, a 38% increase.
The states that are winning financial services jobs are basically sending a message, we appreciate you, we want you, we'll support you.
And outside of New York, firms can pay people less for the same work. Taxes are often lower and rents are cheaper. Plus, if a corporation wants to just build its own offices or campus, it can. Suburban sprawl is still a thing. The first big wave of relocations was after 9/11 when firms decided to create fully redundant centers where they could run their operations in case of emergency. The next wave was moving back office jobs, and now even more is up for grabs: advisors, traders, fund managers. DTCC, which processes financial transactions for major banks, opened up a Tampa office in the 2000s. Marie Chinisi Everett is the chief marketing officer.
We can run our company seamlessly from Tampa. In fact, we needed to do that after Superstorm Sandy.
She says now the company has 20% of its workforce there, more than in New York. She moved to Tampa from New York a few years ago, and she's into it.
You know, the sun is shining. You know, you have beautiful waterfront views.
It's on Eastern time and there's an airport. Oh, and the commute's not bad.
I used to sit in traffic for an hour and 45 minutes in New York, and I'm door to door in 30 minutes here.
I met another guy who's watched Wall Street, the actual street, through some ups and downs. Dusty Rhodes, he's a saxophone player who takes advantage of the eerie echoes created by the columns outside the Deutsche Bank building.
Well, I haven't necessarily seen a shift yet. Like, all of a sudden, Wall Street's not Wall Street. You know what I mean?
To him, it mostly still feels like business as usual. In New York, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.